the eggs are hatched, then the small salmon will swim like several thousands away to the ocean.
然后呢，长大以后，它不用人替它导航，也不用什么仪器，它又会自己游回它原来孵化的那个河里面去产卵。
After it grows up, without any equipment, without people helping them navigate, and then it will swim back to the river that it hatched before.
当它生完了该生的卵以后呢，这个鲑鱼的生命也就结束了。
After it lay eggs and reproduce, the life of the salmon ends.
然后这个卵又再孵化成一群新的小鲑鱼，又游到海里，再游回来，周而复始。
Then the egg will hatch again, and then become a small salmon again. So this life just recycle again and again.
其实我们的人生不也像鲑鱼一样吗？
So in fact, isn't our life just like the salmon?
只不过我们比他们的生命复杂一点，变化比鲑鱼多一点。也许我们也比鲑鱼活得长久一点。
It's just like our life is more complex than salmon, and there are a lot of changes, and we live longer than salmon.
其实你仔细想一想，人的一生也不过就是在生与死中间打转而已。
So if you think about it, our life is actually turned round and round between life and death.
也像鲑鱼一样，虽然我们每一代会遇到不一样的环境、不一样的事情，但是每一代的人在人生当中都有一些必须要经过或者是相同的经历。
Just like salmon, although each generation encounters different circumstances and different incidents, but our life has similarities as salmon.
中国人说他的命比较好一点，我的命比较苦一点。
So people would say, his fate is better than mine, mine is worse.
可是虽然我们觉得每一个人的命都不同，其实你从大处来看的话，每个人生命当中所面临的问题似乎都不外家庭啦、健康啦、财富啦、事业啦等等。
So although we say that each one of us, our fate is different,But generally speaking, all the issues that we face are the same. There are nothing else but like family, health, property, wealth, career, etc.
而人往往在这个世界上所追寻的也不外乎就是名望，就是金钱，就是健康，就是儿女等等。
So what people seek after in this world are just like fame, money, health,Children, etc.
可以说哈，我们人好像也是那一群游来又游去、游来又游去的鲑鱼一样，都是在一个路径里面，都是在寻找同一个生命的终结。
So we human beings are just like the group of salmon swimming together around and around. We are on the same path, and we are looking for the same goal.
所以当人看见我们人生不断的就在这样循环循环的时候，人会问说，哎呀，人生到底有什么意义呢？
So when people see this phenomena that we just turn around and around on the same path,
难道
and we cannot help asking, what's the significance of life?
难道我们就必须跟世界上所有的人一样不停地追着这个世界在跑吗？
So should we just like the people in the world just seek after, running after the world continuously?
所以近几年我们发现世界上有很多人开始讲究去修炼心灵。
So in recent years, many people start to pay attention to the cultivation of their soul.
人学着怎么样借着一些心灵上的操练脱离这个世界上各种的问题。
So through the cultivation of the soul, they try to get away from the issues in this world and learn how to purify that soul.
人觉得我们的心灵需要净化，以至于我们可以从这个人群当中超脱出来。
They feel that they need to purify their soul so that they can be detached from the secular world.
那这样子的话，我们可以更清楚看到自己人生的面貌。
So then we can see more clearly about our life situation.
是的，是的，人的确需要看清楚自己的人生。
It's true that we really need to see the true situation of our life.
否则我们就好像那一群鲑鱼一样，盲目的就追着这个前面的 leader 在走，然后一再一再的循环。
So otherwise we'll be like the salmon, just blindly pursuing life around and around.
我要告诉各位可能新来的朋友圣经上的看法也是这样。
I want to tell especially the newcomers today,that it's the same point of view in the Bible.
如果人只是一味跟着世俗去走，或者一味的去追求世间的名利、地位、欢乐，总有一天人会发现自己的虚空。
So if men just follow the secular world and seek after fame, social status, pleasure, so there will be one day that people will find vanity.
因为你不过就像那一群鳟鱼当中的某一条。
So you're just like one of those salmon.
你随着这个潮流一直在走。
You just follow the trend.
我们今天看的一位作者叫做所罗门。
Today we'll look at author Solomon.
所罗门他是一位以色列的君王。
Solomon is the king of Israel.
在他智慧的人生当中，他看见这样的道理，他看见这样的问题。
He saw the truth and also the problems, in his life of wisdom.
所以他就把它写成一本书。
So he wrote a book.
就叫做《传道书》，也就是我们今天所看的这本书。
And it's called Ecclesiastes, the book that we are reading today.
在这一本书一开始就说。虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
So at the beginning of this book, it says meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
各位，如果你懂得怎么看书的话，那个开章名义的最开始的话就是他要讲的。
So if you know how to read the book, the beginning of the book is what he wants to tell us.
所罗门给人生下了一个注解，就是虚空。
Solomon's annotation for life is vanity.
各位，你知道什么叫虚空吗？
So, do you know what is vanity?
虚空这个字在希伯来里是什么？希伯来文里是什么意思吗？
What does it mean in Hebrew?
虚空这个字就是烟雾、蒸汽或者气息。
So the word vanity means smog, vapor, or breath.
冬天刚刚过去，你在冬天站在门外面哈一口气，有没有就有出现一团烟雾，对不对？那个就叫虚空。
So winter has just passed. In the winter, if we breath out a year, you will see a mass of smog. That is vanity.
这一团烟雾一下就不见了。
The mass of the air just vanished.
所以虚空就像这个烟雾一样，是没有目标、没有方向、短暂易逝的东西。
So vanity is just that like the mass of air. It doesn't have goal, direction, and it's transient.
所以所罗门对人生的看法就是一阵烟雾。
So Solomon thinks that life is just like a gust of smog.
你不知道这一口烟能够做什么，也不知道它最后会飘到哪里去，而且它很短很短的时间就不见了。
So you don't know what the smog can do.And where it will flow to, and it just disappear in a moment.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姐妹，你相信吗？这就是我们的人生。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you believe it? This is our life.
其实跟中国人在传讲这种观念的时候很方便。
So it's actually convenient for us to explain this to Chinese.
中国人不管是什么黄老哲学，或者儒家思想，或者佛道的想法，跟这个都蛮相近的。
So no matter whether it's Huang Lao philosophy, Confucianism, or Buddhism, it's all similar.
人生什么四大皆空，对不对？
Like all is vanity.
啊，这种观念，我们中国人大概很早，而且很小就有了。
Actually, we Chinese have this kind of point of view earlier in ancient times.
但是所罗门是谁啊?
But who is Solomon?
所罗门是一个君王, 他不但是一个君王, 而且他是一个处于盛世的君王。
Solomon is a king. He's not only a king, but a king during the flourishing age.
在他那个时候, 以色列是非常强盛的, 在政治, 在军事, 在外交, 在经济, 各方面都是很有水准的。
During his time, Israel was very rich and strong. No matter politics, military, foreign affairs, or economics, they were all well advanced.
当时以色列是超过世界上很多国家的。
At that time, Israel surpassed many countries in the world.
好像今天的美国一样。
Just like the United States today.
作为这样子一国之君, 所罗门他握有各样的大权, 更有享受不尽的荣华富贵。
As a king of such a kingdom, Solomon not only had great power, but also enjoyed great glory and wealth.
像这样一个有地位有权势的人, 他应该是非常志得意满, 他要什么有什么, 他想做什么就做什么, 认为自己是在世界顶端的一个人，对不对？
So such a person with such power and status, he should be feel achieved and satisfied. He would get whatever he wanted and do whatever he wanted, and just like felt he was standing on the peak of the world.
只要他想要的，没有什么不能满足的。
As long as what he wanted, nothing was not satisfied.
然而像这样一个人。 他却说虚空的虚空,
But such a person, he said, meaningless, meaningless, earthly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
像他这样的人竟然对人生如此的绝望, 竟然觉得人生没什么意义, 没有什么永恒的价值, 不过像是一阵烟雾, 一下就散去, 没有留下什么。
Such a person like him was even so much desperate about life and felt that there's no meaning, meaningfulness for life. There's no everlasting value to life. And our life is just like a gust of smoke. It will drift away in a moment and nothing will be left.
各位朋友, 如果是我讲这个话, 你可以不理。
So everyone, if I say this, You may not listen to it.
可是一个站在世界顶端握有权力握有财富的人这样说，你就不能不听了。But
such a person standing on the peak of the world, who has such power and wealth, if he says so, you might need to listen to it.
因为我们都不像所罗门那个样子，我们很多时候会觉得，哎呀，所罗门的人生。 他有他灰色的想法，可是我对我的人生有很好的预备。So
we might not believe in it. Now Solomon has had his own thinking, but my life would not be like this.
我们会说，哎呀，我才不会这样呢！我这一辈子哈，等我念完书哈，等我开始工作，我一定能够成大业发大财。So
we would say my life would not be like this after graduation. I will create a great career and make the big bucks.
我的人生绝对不会是空虚的。My
life would not be vanity.
我的人生一定是既充实又有意义的。My
life would be both fulfilled and meaningful.
哎，如果在座的人有这样子的想法哈，那我真的要对您另眼相看。So
if you really have such kind of thinking, I would see and treat you differently.
因为我看到一个比所罗门王更尊贵、更有权势的人。Because
I would see a person who has even more power and honor than King Solomon.
的确，的确，人生有很多的事物，好比说财富，好比说知识，好比说我们工作的成就，好比说享乐等等，都有一定的好处，甚至于你可能值得花你人生当中的时间来寻求这些。
So So it's true that there are a lot of good things in our life, like property, knowledge, work achievements, pleasure. They all have good benefits, maybe worth us to seek after and look forward to.
我们在座的人当中有很多博士，有很多专业的医师，很多这个其他专业的人士等等。我没有说你们不好啊。
There are a lot of doctors and experts among us. I'm not saying that you are not good.
你们过去所追求的都很宝贵。
What you pursued after in the past are all valuable.
但是。如果我们人拼命从这些东西当中去追寻生命的真实意义和价值的话，所罗门告诉我们，你一定会失望。
So if men go all out to seek for these things, seek for the meaningness of life and the value, then Solomon told us, we will be disappointed.
这就是为什么我们当中有很多博士，很多专业的人士，很多硕士，最后都信主了。
That is why many of us who have PhD degree, what else?
Oh, doctors.
Doctors, you know, experts, we all believe in God.
因为这些人，如果我世界上的人，如果不断的只是去追求这些，最后迎接他的不过是虚空而已。
So if we just seek after all these material things, what will receive us is only vanity.
所以所罗门以一个过来人的身份告诉人说，如果人打算以工作的成就、以财富、以名利、地位等等来装饰他的人生的话，他在末了可以期待的就是一个虚空的人生。
So Solomon, as a person who had the experience, told us that if we want to decorate our life with work achievements, property, fame, social status, knowledge, then at the end, we would definitely be disappointed.
所以各位可不可以回答一下那个第三节的问题？人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌。有什么益处呢?
So everyone, can you answer the question in the third verse? What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
想一想,如果你被人家问到这个问题,你要怎么回答?
So think about this question. When you are asked this question, how would you answer it?
我想,最近几天,可能大家心里面都会在关心日本的海啸、地震跟辐射外泄的问题,对不对?
So I think in recent days, all of us may be concerned about the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, and also nuclear radiation leak.
这是一个世界性的灾难。
This is the disaster of this century.
听说那个辐射现在已经到加州了。
It's heard that the radiation has already reached California.
而且我告诉你，我明天就要飞东京。
And I want to tell you, I'll fly to Japan, Tokyo tomorrow.
这一场世纪的灾难到我最近看到的消息已经超过7000人死亡。
So I heard that more than 7,000 people died.
还有10,000多人失踪。
And also more than 10,000 people are missing.
然后我昨天跟一个弟兄在谈话的时候，唐山大地震居然死了24万人，是不是
？So during the conversation with the brother yesterday, I heard that during the Tangshan great earthquake, more than 240,000 people died.
各位，我接下来要给各位看几张照片。
Now I will show you some photos.
如果你不是很能够面对这种灾难的场景，我请你把眼睛闭起来，甚至于你到外面回避一下都没有关系。
So if you cannot face the scenes of disasters, I suggest you close your eyes or even go outside to avoid the scenes.
看完这些照片，请大家告诉我，人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
So after you see these photos, can you tell me, what does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
我们花了一生功夫去累积的金钱，去获得的名望、地位，其实到最后不过是我们生命中的点缀罢了。
So we spend our whole life accumulating wealth, gain the social status. They are actually the decorations in our life at the end.
不要说这些身外之物会在顷刻之间化为乌有，就算是人的生命都要消灭。
Not only to say that these worldly possessions will vanish into nothing instantly, our life will be wiped out.
所以你现在每天拼命的工作，拼命的劳碌，为的是什么呢？
So then, what is purpose of our desperate work and labor every day?
如果你好好的想一想，这一切难道不都是虚空吗？
If you think about it well, isn't it just vanity?
但是大家还是不死心，对不对？
Maybe you're still not convinced.
哎呀，这是天灾嘛，又不是天天发生的事情。
This is just natural disaster. It won't happen every day.
我们不一定都会遇到这个状况嘛。
We may not encounter such circumstances.
你怎么能一口咬定说我们的人生就是虚空呢？
How can you cling to your view that our life is vanity?
当然我因为天天看新闻，总有一些收获，对不对？
So I read news and then I know something.
所以我让大家看的是比较不寻常的世界。
What I show you is unusual things.
但是所罗门他借着我们日常生活里面的一些事情，他告诉你，你只要在一般的生活里面，你就可以体会到人生的虚空。
But what Solomon told us through our daily life is that we will feel vanity in our daily life.
哎，我们就来看看。
Then let's have a look.
第四节说，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
In the fourth verse, it says, generations come, generations go, but the earth remains forever.
中国是一个历史悠远的国家。
China is a country that has a long history.
在几千年里面，我们不知道更换了多少的朝代。
In thousands of years, we don't know how many dynasties or regimes were changed.
有些很强盛，有些很软弱。
Some were strong, some were weak.
有些的年代很长，有些年代很短。
Some lasted longer, some lasted short.
有些是统治人家的，有些是被人家统治的。
Some were controlling others, some were controlled.
在这千古历史当中，有一些了不起的将军，也有那些贩夫走卒。
In the long history, we had amazing generals, but also peddlers and carriers.
有那种一统天下的君王，也有那种文人墨客。
We had emperors who united the country, but we also had intellectuals and poets.
有那种倾城倾国的佳人，也有那种纵横江湖的侠客，对不对？
There are beauties that will throw country nations. No, drop dead gorgeous beauties as a translation. But also knight errants who could travel everywhere without hindrance.
有一句话说：“大江东去，浪淘尽，千古风流人物。”
When Paul reads, Eastward the great river flows, its waves sweeping away 1,000 years of historical figures.
Wow, 他翻出来了。
From others.
OK, 你看这些事迹，这些人物一代一代的过去，我们的江山景物却是没变。
So generations after generations,Our river and mountain scenes never change.
那秦岭还是秦岭，太行山还是太行山，西湖还是西湖。
Chinning mountains are still Chinning mountains. Taihang Mountain is still Taihang Mountain.
所以不,
and the West Lake is still West Lake.
所以不管这个世代多长, 不管那个人多么的了不起, 每一个世代在永恒里面都是短暂的。
No matter how long is the dynasty or how amazing is the historical figure, every generation is temporary.
所以世代的交换又怎么样呢?
So, what about it for the transition of the century?
有什么太大的作为吗? 地还是一样的。
So, the earth is still the same.
一国之君跟阶下囚又怎么样呢?
What is the difference between a king of a nation and a captive prisoner?
有多少人, 我敢说大概没有, 可以留下什么永恒不朽的改变吗?
So, how many of us can leave everlasting changes?
很多真的就像那一阵烟雾一样, 在时间中就流逝了。
Just like the gust of smog, it will vanish as time goes by.
想一想, 如果不是你要 考大学, 如果不是你要升高中, 你会去读那些古文吗?
So if you don't plan to apply for college or high school, are you going to read those ancient languages?
弟兄姐妹, 亲爱的朋友, 人类, 我们看见, 很多时候是徒劳无功的。
So a lot of times we see that everything was in vain.
不要说人是如此, 自然界也是如此。
Not only the human beings, but also the nature.
五到七节里面, 所罗门就说, 宇宙的运行也同样没什么了不起。
So in verses 5 to 7, Solomon also said, the movement of the universe is also in vain.
他说太阳啊, 太阳啊, 哇, 我们觉得很了不起的一个星球, 不过是像一个绕着跑道转的选手而已。
So Sun is an amazing star, but actually Solomon said Sun is like a candidate who runs around the track.
虽然每天我们看见太阳上来又看见太阳落下, 太阳只不过是在自己的轨道里运行而已, 它能去别的地方吗?
So although we see Sun rise and sunset every day, but actually it's just running or moving on its own track, where else can it go?
所以你就算像太阳一样忠实的每天工作, 哎, 那又怎么样呢?
So even if you work loyally like a sun every day,
你能够,
does it matter?
你能够脱离你生命当中的限制吗?
Can you get away from the limitation of your life?
好, 太阳不行, 对不对? 风呢? 风虽然看起来比太阳好, 它可以自由自在地吹, 对不对?
So sun cannot do this, but the wind seems better. It seems that it can blow freely everywhere.
但是风却找不到确定的目标跟方向。
But the wind cannot find determined goal and direction.
所以风一会往南，一会往北。
So it blows, you know,
转来,
one time to north or then to south.
转来转去还是不知道自己往哪里飞。
So turning around, it doesn't know where it will blow to.
所以啊, 人就算你能够没有拘束, 按着自己的喜好过日子, 诶, 那又怎么样呢?
So even if we are free and also live a free life according to our own preferences, then does it matter?
人能够因为我自由自在, 没有拘束的生活, 我就找到生命真正的意义跟价值吗?
So if we live freely or without hindrance, can we really find the significance of life?
还有江河。
Then rivers.
江河看起来有一定的路线, 对不对?
Rivers seem to have its own routes.
而且它有最后的目标, 对不对? 就是大海。
And it has its ultimate goal, that is to run into the sea.
可是不管你是多大的江河, 多小的江河, 你永远不能填满那一个大海。
So no matter how small or big the river is, it will never fill the sea.
所以你看, 那么世界上那么多的江河, 日日夜夜不断地流, 都到大海里面去, 可是对大海又有什么贡献呢?
So, So you see so many rivers running day and night every day and then running to the sea. But what benefits or contributions to the sea?
所以就算人像江河那样的丰富，就算你有了不起的权力、地位、钱财，你还是没有办法满足你所有的欲望。
So even if we are rich or prosperous or have faith and wealth,
and
still have endless desire,
你永远没有办法靠物质来满足你的人生。
Will never be satisfied relying on the worldly materials or possessions.
所以这一位君王在第八节里说，这个世界给人的感觉就是虚空，甚至于到一个地步让人厌烦。
So the King Solomon said in verse 8, people feel the world is vanity and even wearisome.
这个世界看起来是不断不断的在运作，不断不断的在循环，很多事情我们觉得哎呀生气勃勃，可是呢却没有办法给人真正的满足。
We see that everything in this nature are moving, are continuously recycling, and they seem to be dynamic and energetic, but they will not satisfy us.
所有事情只不过是一再的出现，一再的反复而已。
So everything just appear and reappear.
日光之下没有新鲜的事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
大家说错了。
You might say you're wrong.
怎么会没有新的事呢？
Why not new things?
以前的人没有电灯，后来有了。以前的人没有飞机，后来有了。以前的人没有电脑，后来有了。以前的人不能上月球，现在有了。以前的人不能下海，现在有了。这不都是新事吗？怎么能够说太阳底下没有新鲜事呢？
You say in the past that we didn't have electric light. Now we have it. We didn't have airplane. Now we had it. We didn't have computer. Now we have it. In the past, no one could go to the moon.Now men did it. And then no one could go deep into the sea. Now we can. Are those not new things?
各位朋友，各位弟兄姐妹，不要忘了，这些不过是物质上的进步。
So, brothers and sisters, yeah, don't forget that those are only new inventions of material things.
是靠着科技带来的所谓新发明。
They are only new inventions relied because of the new technology.
很显然，所罗门不是在谈这个问题。
It's obvious Solomon was not talking about this thing.
他说的是人生里面一些基本的问题。
What he mentioned was the basic issues in our life.
就是不管科技怎么样，仍然存在我们人生当中的问题。
No matter how advanced is the technology, there still are the issues in our life.
在人的生活里面，有些时候不会因为新的科技带来新的物质，让你生命当中的问题消失，而且可能更严重。
So sometimes those issues will not be changed because of the development of science and technology, but sometimes it will make our life even worse.
各位，我举个例子哈。
I'll give you an example.
我们小时候啊，物质生活很不丰富。
When we were young, our life was not rich at all.
那个时候，一般的家庭里面，如果你有一台脚踏车，或者有一台摩托车，或者有一台电视机，就已经了不起了。
So during those days, it would be wonderful if we had a bicycle or motorcycle.
所以那个时候爸爸妈妈就跟我们说，哎呀，你们好好读书啊，将来赚大钱啊。
So parents told us, you should study hard, and then you'll make big bucks in the future.
有没有听过 这种讲法呢？有没有？
Anyone heard this from your parents? Please raise up your hand.
不要否认你们的年纪了，不举手也没用，我知道的。
Yeah, you should admit
都是这个样子，对不对？
It's the same.
我们现在呢，哎呀。我们物质生活很丰富了。
How about now? Our material life is much richer today.
找不到几个人家里边有车的。
It's hard to find a family without a car.
这个可是呢，你怎么教你的孩子呢？
So how do you teach your children?
你说孩子们啊，现在不要念书了，没关系，我们物质很丰富了，是不是？
When you say to your children, you don't need to study because we have a rich life now.
你还是希望你的孩子好好念书嘛，是不是？
You still want your children to study hard.
那边有几个 youth， 那个Jack， 你告诉我 ，Does your parent want you to study？ Yeah.
你的父母愿意你学习吗？
所以，因为我们现在这个社会还是讲学历，还是靠文凭的嘛，是不是
？So this society still pay attention to degrees and diplomas.
我们这个社会还是计较财富多寡的嘛，对不对
？This society still judge a man's property and social status.
我们还是在乎那个地位高低的嘛。
We still pay attention to the social status.
所以各位，没有因为现在科技进步了，物质丰富了，我们下一代就没有念书的问题。
So it's not because of the advancement of technology that our children do not need to study.
反而我觉得他们现在要学的东西比我们那个时候多多了。
But actually, I feel that what they need to learn is much more than in the past.
换句话说，不管你物质怎么进步，如果这样继续下去，我们的下一代如果这样继续生活，他们的人生同样是虚空的。
So if this kind of life continues, their life will also be vanity.
今天我们自己做怎么样的挣扎，将来孩子要做一样的挣扎。
No matter how much struggle we feel.Our children will still face the same thing.
也许我以前数学被当哈，希望我的孩子数学不要被当。
In the past, I didn't do well in math. I hope that my children will do better than me.
日光之下没有新鲜事。
Nothing is new under the sun.
我们有些时候经历的，上一代已经经历过了。
What we experience today actually, were experienced by the last generation.
而在这样的循环里面，我们的下一代还要经历。
So in this cycle, our next generation will experience it too.
所以人能够怎么样呢
？So what can we do about it?
你不过是不停的在这个圈圈里打转，你不断的去追求工作成果、财富、名誉、地位等等。
So we just turn around in this cycle and pursue after work achievements, property, wealth, fame, status.
但是到了生命重要关头的时候，或是末了的时候，这些都不能为你自己做些什么。
But at the critical time of life or at the end of a life, we can't rely on these things.
你不能依靠钱财不死，你不能依靠你的技术不死，你不能依靠你的名望不死。
We cannot live forever.Relying on those fame, property, status.
你也不能从这些事情里面看见你自己生命当中的价值和意义。
We cannot find the real value and significance of life through these things.
各位，我觉得这样子的人生，虚空的人生是很难受的。
So everyone, I feel that the life of vanity is terrible.
我们现在很多人每一天是在某种压力之下不停地过着生活。
So every day we are living a life under much pressure.
上班族你要好好的表现，不然老板就请你离开。
So for those employers, if you go to work, you have to behave well, otherwise your boss would ask you to leave.
学生刚好相反，如果你表现不好，他让你多留一年。
So it'sOpposite for students. If you don't study well, the teacher will ask you to stay for another year.
我们在这些压力下面，你不断要上班、要上学、要做家事、要休闲、要谈恋爱、要交朋友、要结婚、要生小孩、要等等等等。
So under pressure, we do a lot of things. We go to work, go to study, do housework, enjoy pleasure, dates, make friends, marry. and have children.
各位啊，到底是为什么啊？
So, what the hell is it for?
这意义在哪里啊？
What's the meaning of it?
我们就像那个鳟鱼一样吗？不是鲑鱼一样吗？就是哎呀，到最后产完卵就死了吗？
Isn't we just like salmon? We die after we lay the eggs.
人生真的就是这样子的循环而已吗？
It's like really like this recycling.
如果是这样，我觉得很多时候我们所做的事情都不见得要做了。
So if our life is really like this, we may not need to do things that we thought we should do in the past.
从大家的表情上面，我看到你们一定觉得《传道书》的这个作者思想实在是很灰色。
So from your expression, you might feel that the author of the Ecclesiastes is gray, was gray.
哎呀，这个人实在是好像对人生没有一点盼望。
This person was actually feel hopeless in life.
我们常常觉得人生应该是缤纷亮丽、多彩多姿的，对不对？
Usually we feel that our life should be bright and colorful.
这个人却说像一阵烟雾一样就没了。
But this person said our life will vanish just like a gust of smog.
然后你在世界上所做的很多事情都是可以不用做的，因为最后都是虚空。
So you don't need to do a lot of things in your life because everything in the end is vanity.
我要告诉大家你误会他了。
But I want to tell you that you are mistaken.
所罗门不是一个悲观的人，他只是要告诉我们应当去寻求你人生当中更高的智慧。
So actually, Solomon was not a pessimistic person. What he wanted to tell us is that we should seek after the higher wisdom in our life.
靠着这一个智慧，让你的人生不再虚空。
Relying on this wisdom, our life will not be vanity anymore.
换句话说，你还是可以去工作赚钱，你还是可以去追求知识，你还是可以去寻求一个高的名望。
In other words, you can still go to work, go to study, and pursue a higher social status.
但是你却不依靠这些。
But you actually shouldn't rely on this.
你找到一个比这更好的依靠。
You have something better to depend on.
所以，这个智慧重要不重要？
So, can you tell me whether this wisdom is better or more important or not?
重要不重要？
Important or not?
哎，不重要我就不讲了。
I won't say anything more if you...
这个智慧对每个人来说太重要了。
This wisdom is actually very, very important to every one of us.
我看见我们当中有很多年轻的朋友。
I see many young friends among us.
我劝大家，在你年轻的时候就要想一想这个问题。
I want to persuade you that you should think about this when you are young.
不要等到我们年老的时候，你的野心没有了，你的才能没有了，你的体力不如前了，你再来想说我现在依靠什么。
Don't wait until as old as we are that you would think like we cannot rely on the the status wealth.
所以这一位智慧的作者所罗门，他另外写了一本书叫做箴言。
So this Solomon wrote another book. It's called Proverbs.
在箴言里面有一句很好的话，我送给大家。
So there is a very good word or saying in this proverb.
这里说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
有一个犹太的父母问孩子说：“哎，如果有一天。”你的房子失火了，你会带着什么东西逃跑？
So one Jewish parent asked his or her children, one day when your house is on fire, What are you going to run away with?
有一个孩子回答说，钱。
So one child answered money.
另外一个孩子回答说，钻石。
Another one answered diamond.
哇，这一家人很有钱哦。
So this is a rich family.
这做父母的呢，摇摇头。
This parent shook his head or her head.
给他们一个提示。
And reminded them.
都是有一种没有形状、没有颜色、没有气味的东西，你知道是什么吗？
There is one thing without shape, without color, and without smell. Do you know what it is?
这两个孩子左想右想，左想右想，想不出来。
The children thought hard and could not come up with any answer.
最后，这个父母对孩子说：“孩子啊，你们要带走的东西不是钱，也不是钻石，而是智慧。”
So in the end, the parent told the children, "What you should bring with you is not money, is not diamond, but it's the wisdom that you should bring with you."
你的智慧是没有人可以抢走的。只要你还活着，智慧就跟着你。
No one will take away your wisdom. As long as you are alive, wisdom will be with you.
无论你在什么地方，你都不会失去它。
No matter where you are, you will not lose it.
各位，所罗门告诉我们，如果要得到智慧，最先要做的就是懂得去敬畏，去认识这一位神。
So Solomon told us, in order to get the wisdom, the first thing that we should do is learn how to fear the Lord.
如果你要把你的生命从虚空变成实际，你要做的一件事情就是相信这一位神。
If you want to turn your life from vanity to reality, the thing that you should do is to believe in God.
你有了这一位神，你才能明白生命的智慧，你才能让虚空的生命变成实际而有意义的生命。
When you know this God, believe in God, then you really understand the meaning of life, and you can change the life of vanity into a practical and meaningful life.
可是你一定会问，对不对？
But you will definitely ask,
世界上神那么多，为什么一定要敬畏这一位神才会有智慧呢？
There are so many gods in the world. Why should I fear this God in order to get wisdom?
当然，最直接、最简单的理由就是这一位神有智慧。
So the most simple answer is that this God has wisdom.
他的智慧在哪里显露呢？
Where does this wisdom show?
他的智慧大，可以大到创造宇宙万有。
His wisdom can be big, like the creation of the universe and the nature.
在他的创造当中，从最小的物质到最精细的生命构造，万有之间的关系都在他的智慧里面。
So in his creations, he created smaller substances and life with complex and refined structure, and also the relationships between everything in the nature.
他的智慧在哪里显现呢？
Where does his wisdom show?
他的智慧可以鉴察我们每一个人的心。
His wisdom can search the hearts of every one of us.
这一位神不像中国人说的知人知面不知心。
Not like as Chinese saying, it's easy to know men's faces but not their hearts.
他知道人心里面的意念。
He knows the thoughts in our hearts.
他知道你生命当中的虚空在哪里。
He knows where our vanity in life is.
所以他才能用智慧充满你。
So he can fill you with his wisdom.
更重要的是，这一位神有智慧跟人同在。
More importantly is that God has wisdom to be with us.
我在这里不止一次讲过神跟人同在的重要。
Not only did I say it once, the importance of God being with us.
他能够与你同在，他才能真正的帮助你。
If he can be with you, he can really help you.
如果你相信他，他就要住在我们的里面。
If you believe in him, he will believe in inside you.
换句话说, 他的智慧就成为我们的智慧。
In other words, his wisdom will be our wisdom.
有了这样充充足足的智慧, 你的人生才不会是虚空的。
So with this such fulfilling wisdom, our life will not be vanity.
各位，你知道以前的相机要装底片。
So maybe you know that in the past, our cameras have to be loaded with film.
有一家生产底片跟相机非常有名的公司叫做柯达。
One company that produced cameras and films, it is called Kodak.
这家公司在全世界各地都有分店。
The company has branches everywhere in the world.
东半球的店开门的时候，西半球的在睡觉。
When the stores in the Western Hemisphere is opening, running, but the others in the Eastern Hemisphere is closed.
西半球的公司营业的时候，东半球的在睡觉。
And vice versa.
所以他这家公司是分分秒秒都在赚钱的。
So this company was making money every second.
这个公司的老板当然是一个超级超级的大富翁，对不对？
So this boss was a super rich man.
他把那个银行的名册拿出来看，没有一个公司没有他的存款。
So he took out the list of the banks. You know, none of those banks didn't have his money.
每一家银行都有他的存款，而且他可以随意的去开支票去领用那里面的钱。
He had deposits in every bank, and he could use or write checks freely to his will.
这个人的金钱，他的财富不是一年多少钱，不是一个月赚多少钱，而是每一秒他赚多少钱。
His wealth or income was not counted by year or month, but was counted by second.
所以有点像所罗门，对不对？他可以有世间所有的享受，为所欲为，他什么都不缺。
He was like King Solomon. He had enjoyed all the pleasures in life. He didn't lack of anything.
但是有一个东西他缺了。
However, he lacked one thing.
就是他没有这一位耶和华神。
He did not have this God, the Lord.
结果他的人生就虚空。
So his life became vanity.
他卖的产品是给人家记忆欢乐用的。
The product that he sold was for memory of happy time.
但是他自己却永远没有快乐。
But for himself, he never had happiness.
因为他用世人的方法去寻找快乐。
Because he tried everything that people tried to look for happiness.
用尽了一切的方法，他找不到。
He tried everything, but he failed.
而且呢，他失望更大。
But he was even more disappointed.
当他知道看电影不能给他快乐，当他知道开一个大party不能给他快乐的时候，他里面更苦闷。When
he knew that when he watched a movie or had a big party, this couldn't satisfy him, he was even more agony.
最后一招，他说：“好了，那我来环游世界吧。”So
the last strategy he thought was to travel around the world.
他想看看他在美国以外世界上其他的地方能不能找到他的快乐。He
wanted to see whether outside of the United States, whether he could find joy in his life.
没想到他游遍了五大洲三大洋，最后还是虚空。But
he didn't know that after he traveled around the world, his life was still vanity.
最后，这个人投海自杀了。
In the end, this person committed suicide by jumping into the sea.
各位，所罗门几千年说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，到现在还正在进行着。So
Solomon said thousands of years ago that meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless. It still happens today.
没有神的人。 无论从世上要靠什么样的方法，最后都是虚空。
People without God, no matter what they try, they will always feel vanity.
除非在你人生当中有机会去认识这一位神。
Unless you have the opportunity in your life to know this God.
有这样一位智慧高超的神在你里面，你的人生才真正有意义。
Your life will become really meaningful if you have this God with super wisdom.
我要告诉各位新来的朋友，这就是基督徒跟一般世界上人不同的地方。
This is what I want to tell the newcomers, that this is the difference between Christians and the secular world.
你可以看看坐在你身边的人。
You may look around to people who sit next to you.
他们对人生不再感到虚空。
They won't feel vanity in their life.
如果你问到不小心问到一个人，他说我的生命还是虚空，那是他牧师不好。
If you happen to ask someone, he said his life is still vanity. That's because his pastor was not doing a good job.
这个是每一个基督徒都有过的经验。
This is the experience that every Christian had before.
我要请大家跟我一起来唱一首诗歌。
I want to invite you to sing a song together.
在各位座位的面前有一本红色的诗歌本。
You'll find the red hymn book.
我要请大家来唱331首。
Hymn 331.
Be thou my vision.
成为我意。